Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get back to your calls on Pete Alonso. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. You know, you got me sucked in now, BT. Last night I went home. I realized I didn't have Peacock, but I was following along with the St. John's game, all night long on the scoreboard, and it was an ugly first half. Obviously, they come back and get a win. I'm looking forward to going next week. You invited Hoff and I out. We're going to be at the Garden for Xavier St. John's. They are on what? Out to their best start since 85 or something. It has been a nice start here for your Johnny.
It's been a phenomenal start. I'm actually looking at the back page of the Post here, and it says, just like old times. And there's a picture of Kadari Richmond, for those of you who don't know, transferred from Seton Hall. And he's blocking a shot, and it says underneath it, Johnny's beat Georgetown in vintage rock fight to post best league start since last century. Think about this. St. John's, yeah, the last time they won this many games through 18 games was 85, okay? They've won 10 of 11. They're 6-1 on the Big East, best they've had since Ron Artest in 98-99. And they are 15-3, and the three losses have been by 5 points combined. And I went back, and I knew it was something along the, you'll love this because you love Patino. And hopefully you get to meet him when you guys come to the game.
Yeah. We've had him on, but I haven't met him in person.
I mean, like, really meet him. Like, get to know him a little bit. So,
well, did you hook us up with seats, or where are we sitting? You got us up in the...
Yeah, did I hook you? You're sitting on the floor, bro.
What?
You're sitting on the court.
Hop, we're sitting on the floor for the Johnny.
Isn't that illegal? Like, don't they... They're going to arrest us if we're on the floor, aren't we?
No, come on, Hop. What are you going to...
What?
We'll be sitting on a chair with our feet on the floor.
I've never done this before. I have no idea.
Sneakers will be touching hardwood, put it that way, vodkas in hand.
I've been there before for the Big East tournament, but never for a Johnny's game.
Well, with Mike back in the day
we had credentials.
Yeah. No, you guys are sitting right on the floor, like literally first row, like Spike Lee floor.
You know, I always reference the Dievendorf game. Remember UConn?
All the overtimes. Eric Dievendorf. That was crazy. That's the game you went to? That's a great game.
Yeah, I know. It was historic.
That was all time, dude.
That was fantastic.
Was that
anyway,
six overtimes?
Five, six, whatever it was. Six. I just remember trying to get out of there because the parking garage was going to close. It was going so long. But I'm excited for St. John's basketball.
Yeah, you're coming next week against Xavier.
Yep, we're going to hang out as a show. Can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. The crowds are growing. Last night they had just about 13,000, which for a Tuesday night at the Garden is good. You know, you go back to some of the other coaches, you know, you might get 6 or 7,000, 18,000, 19,000 this past Saturday against Nova. And as I start to say, I dug up this, the press release from when Rick was introduced at the press conference. When he took the job, this was March of 2023, and even some of the pictures, like Louis was there, it actually really hit me in a good way. I mean, kind of sad with Louis, but in a great way. And Rick said this. He goes, quote, "St. John's is going to be back. I absolutely guarantee that." And look at them.
He's a beast.
He
man.
Is one of, Sal, hey, you know, Wooden, Calhoun, Coach K, Dean Smith, he's one of the absolute best coaches of all time.
You know what I love about him most? And I was dead wrong on this, and I'm mad at myself last year for getting sucked into it. Remember, he was getting a lot of crap. Was it last year? Yeah, it had to be
for
last
what?
Year.
For what he said at the press conference?
When he was ripping one of the players.
Yeah, when he said they're too slow, they didn't have lateral. That was after the Seton Hall game when they blew a big lead. I was there. I was in the room when he said it.
And for some reason at the time, I forget the exact circumstance, but I remember feeling like I thought it was lame and too much for him to go at college kids like that.
I remember you saying that.
But I forgot that it's not, and he brought this point up when he countered everybody who was ripping them. They're not college kids anymore.
Nope, they're pros.
Yeah. And plus, I just, like, fundamentally, my belief is old school, hard nose, no nonsense, accountability. So that's why I love a coach like Pitino. And clearly, he was right, not only for what he did then, knowing what it takes to get a program going in the right direction. And now you've seen the results follow this year. Now, look, I will say, Coach, there's a long way to go.
Yeah, sure. He's not the one saying it. I'm the one saying it. He's just kind of...
And BT, there's a long way to go. And like, minimum...
Dude, 20 years I've been waiting for stuff like this. Can I not have a little fun? Jeez. I mean, I started the year Mike Jarvis got fired. Can I at least... Yeah. That's 2003.
Mike Jarvis.
First year I did this stuff.
Got to get to the tournament.
Oh, I'm sure they're listening at St. John's. If they don't get to the tournament, it is a colossal, unacceptable implosion.
Minimum one win in the tournament?
It's about seeding. It's about, by the way, it's about trying to win the Big East regular season. Okay. It's about trying to win the Big East tournament crown. Like, things are in play. I'm not saying they're definitely going to, but, you know, and I was looking at the numbers. So they're 15-3, and going into last night, I want to say they had 14 games to go plus the Big East tournament. Like, you got to, and I know most St. John's fans are starting to view it this way. You got to start looking at this team as, forget about like 21 wins and barely getting in and sweating out Selection Sunday. It's a 25-win team. This is a team that's got, now, they're a little banged up. Davon Smith, their outstanding point, did not play last night, and that was a big problem. They just couldn't get easy buckets. He's going to play Saturday. I think he's going to play this weekend against Seton Hall. But they got the hole on Saturday, and I respect Seton Hall. It's going to be a rock fight. They're very down. They're going to have the Kadari thing there. It's going to be a little tension in the air. But St. John's will be favored by double figures. Then the Xavier game that you guys are coming to, they'll be favored by probably double figures. Like, they're supposed to keep winning. And I think that they will. And it's fun. And, you know, St. John's. Listen, the thing about St. John's, and I've always said this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
When St. John's wins, they get treated like a pro team. And whether it's the back page of the papers, obviously sellouts at the Garden, you know, big splashy press conferences, they're winning. So if you've been waiting for a good St. John's team, I don't have to tell you this, you know. It's Pitino. Jump in. What are you waiting for?
No, I'm excited about it. As a fringe college
even
basketball
Even Francesca's showing up.
Oh, well, I mean.
He was in Queens a couple of weeks ago. He never used to go. I never saw him.
Really?
What do you mean, no? I've been there forever.
Oh, okay.
Now
I just didn't want to come down and say hello to you.
Well, that's possible. Yeah. Here's what I would see, Mike. I saw Mike a couple times. I don't think Mike would refute this. I'm not talking out of school. Mike would go to watch to say hi to his boy Jay Wright. Like Mike would go and maybe watch Calhoun. Like he wouldn't go to watch. Now he's going to watch St. John's. Now he's invested in his alma mater. Mike is back on the train.
Boy, I wonder. You just made me think of something. Maybe Mike, we'll be sitting next to Mike on the floor Tuesday night.
I don't think. Look at you kissing Mike's ass. Does it really matter if Mike is there? You're on the court.
Well, man, you know.
Hey, Mike could get his own tickets. I got you floor seats. You know. And by the way, I hope that Mike's not on the court, because if he is, you won't say a word to Hoff.
Yeah, right.
You'll be on Mike's rear end all night.
Mike and his sons, of course. And by the way,
you want to do a pod with the sons? I mean, come on. Let's talk Johnny's now.
By the way, we should do what we did a year ago. We were out at Stout. Ahead of the Big East.
I would imagine we'll do something again.
That was St. John's Seton Hall, right?
That was the first game of the Big East tournament. Yeah, we did our show from there and we walked over. I did the game. You watched it.
Yeah,
you were there.
I want to do that again. I love the Big East tournament.
We're in, man.
The feel in the city is great for
that.
It's the best. Let's get back to the calls here. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Joe is on Staten Island talking about something we talked about earlier with Aaron Boone and the BT and Sal pull your card. Joe, you have some thoughts on that?
Yeah, this is Joe on the car phone. You hear me all right?
Yes, we got you. Go ahead.
All right. So you guys... you guys think that you're going to beat Boone?
Yes.
This guy, he grew up in baseball. He knows these guys through his father, his brother, himself. He knows a lot of the guys who are going to be the answers to the questions. I think he's going to myrtleize you.
Joe, we're going to wax him.
Myrtleize.
Joe, I will give you this much. I just conferred with my friends in the desert. Boone's minus 180 going into the game. He's the heavy favorite.
But don't you think...
Well, his point is right. Like, there might be an obscure guy that we don't know that Boone actually had a catch with on the field who was like the fourth relief pitcher for whomever.
But remember, in the game, whatever year he chooses, it's the player on the team for that year's card, which also could be a detriment to Boone Remember, we get a guy like, let's say, Brett Butler. Right?
Yeah, he bounced right.
Okay.
Jeez. Giants, Dodgers, I mean, you name it.
Cleveland. So, 1986 tops, he's on Cleveland. So now Boone, who knows more about all these players, we would never dispute that because he was around the game.
Yeah.
All these different teams could be going in his head. And he's like, God, 83 tops. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's true.
What year that.
Like, getting his own head start. Now, he's also the favorite.
Talking smack to you, Boone. We're taking you down.
It's like him playing the Guardians in round one. You got pressure, man. You better beat this team. Like, he's supposed to beat us, you know? So I do have to propose something. I think we need to flush through this as a show, but I'll just give you a quick snippet now. So I think that the headline's got to be BT and Sal take down Boone. I don't think it should be you versus Boone and then me versus Boone. I think you and I should be a team because he does have an advantage. I really think it should be 2-on-1.
I like the...
Look at you going for the glory by yourself.
No, it's not glory. Like, you would have your chance to take him down in a certain year.
Understood.
And then I would have a chance to go at him
in
understand. A certain year.
But, like, think about this. Do you think there's a better chance? Now, maybe it's the same.
The two of us working together?
If we work together, we're gonna destroy him. He's going to tap out. We're going to wax him.
I will tell you, by 83, I would be screwed in that because you would have to carry... Like, I'm not...
So I'll make sure we don't do 83. I'm not even as good as 83.
$60 on 83 cards. You better be doing 83.
Right. But why'd you get 83? I never pick 83.
No, because you
I'm always 84, 85, 86, 87.
Because I think you and him would do well with 83.
Yeah, but you got to play to my strength. Don't play to his strength. I never do 83.
I'm saying, but
have I ever done an 83 pack with you?
No, because I never got them because they were too
expensive. Exactly. You didn't get them for a reason because I'm better at 84, 85.
Oh, you worried about losing?
Well, yeah, you're setting me up to fail.
I'm not saying you have to fail. I'm saying you have to succeed. You're good with 83, 84, 85.
How do you know we've never done 83?
That's your time frame.
I know, but I'm telling you, who knows their time frame better, me or you, when it comes to me?
So what is your first year?
I mean, I'm not saying I couldn't crush 83, but I do think full disclosure.
84 your first year?
No, I think 84 would be just a little bit better. A little bit.
And 85 even better?
Money. Donnie's the MVP. I'm not losing that. MVP. Right,
so for me, our crossover, 85, 86, 87, 88, but then you start to peter out a little bit.
A little bit, I do.
89, 90.
Come on.
Boone said he's good from 80 to 90.
Then I discovered Nicole Eggert on Charles in Charge. And, sorry, the utility and infielder for the Pirates meant nothing. Mm. all of a sudden.
I have some stuff there and going through my mind that I'm filtering out that I'm going to leave alone because I love my job. BT and Sal on the Fan. We come back. We'll get to more of your calls. 888. Remember, talking about Pete Alonso off the column that Andy Martino wrote for SNY.TV, that the Mets have inquired about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. They're not going to extend from their line. They're going to keep firm on their offer with Alonso, whether it be in years or the dollar value, and keeping other options open. So we'll take your calls on that. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.